Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show.
How are you feeling now?
Yeah, man. Now I'm feeling the same way I did when we first talked, but there was a brief spike in the middle there of happiness. But
all right, podcast listeners. This is the Build and Launch Show. Justin Jackson here. Got a question for you. Do you have a bunch of projects that you've started but not finished? Maybe you had an idea for a new app, or maybe you wanted to write a book, or just create and make something and put it out into the world, but you never finished it. Well, honey bun, we're going to make sure those things get done. I can't use that line. Or maybe I can. This is the show where we build and launch something every 7 days. The first week we built and launched a book called The Product Hunt Handbook. You can get that at gum.co/producthunt. In week two, we created a fully functional web app, networkeffects.me, if you want to check that out. And here in week three, we're helping Adam Clark build and launch his podcasting course. And that was Adam you heard at the beginning there. What's going to be helpful for listeners like you is the things that Adam feels are the same things that we all feel when we're trying to create something. Once you've promised the world that you're going to make something, that is when things get scary. Because now you have to make it. And a lot of us would rather just make things in a cold, dark cave and never put them out into the world, because that is safer. It's safer to just build things and not launch. It's safer to keep things private to ourselves. But you don't want to do that anymore, do you? You don't want to keep things private anymore. You don't want to have this folder on your computer full of unfinished projects, things that you've worked on and invested your life into but have never shared with the world. It's time for you to go public. It's time to actually start now, start small, and get something out into the world. And as scary as that might be, that is what it really means to be creative. That's what it means to be a maker. You can get pleasure out of making something for yourself, but I guarantee you, when you make something for someone else, that is where the magic really is. So this is the midweek checkup, and I'll be sharing some private phone calls I've had with Adam this week so far. We'll be talking about his progress. But first, I want to talk about some of the cool things that people in the build and launch community are building, and I want to give those people a platform. So if you have something to share, get me on Twitter at MIJustin. That's the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. Or you can email me at words@bizbox.ca. Okay, so here's some stuff that folks are making. Mark Eglon built letterlist.com. Go check that out. My friend Robert is launching a book, emailsthatwin.com, on February 18th. That's for freelancers who want to get more work. And if you're a freelancer, what freelancer doesn't want to get more work? And my friend Seth Werkheiser has an awesome email newsletter called Skull Toaster, skulltoaster.com. Every week he sends out heavy metal trivia and music picks. And yeah, highly recommend all of those, letterlist.com, emailsthatwin.com, and skulltoaster.com. Check those out. All right, so this week I'm helping Adam Clark build and launch his course. We're hoping to have the beta out by Thursday. And On February 14th, I gave him a phone call to see how he was doing. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, Adam.
Dude, happy Valentine's Day to you too, man.
What have you done so far? You've interviewed me, I know that.
All I've done so far is I've done all the bonus interviews.
So just to jump in here quick, this call starts off pretty good. Adam so far has finished all the bonus interviews that he's going to include with the lessons. The challenge is that he hasn't actually started on the lessons themselves. And as we get more into this phone call, you can start to sense how burdened he feels by the weight of all this work that he has to do. Let's get back to the call.
I want to say, like, push through and get it done, but it's not just a matter of pushing through and getting it done. It's like, I'm so overwhelmed. Like, I can't even begin to describe, like, you know, the overwhelm. You know, I was talking to my wife today. I sent her an email, and we don't email a lot, you know. I'll just read you this thing. I sent her this email. It just said where I'm at, and I said, I'm not sure why I'm telling you this, except that I'm just completely overwhelmed, and I feel like there's a bomb inside me that's about to explode. It's just complete overwhelm because my course is supposed to come out in 10 days and there's literally not enough hours in the day. And it just feels like everything was going so right a month ago and now everything is going so very, very wrong. And I said, I know it's a weird analogy, but you remember like when you were in labor with Izzy, our first child. And I remember there was a period where you just kept saying, I can't do it. It's too much. I just can't. I really cannot do it. I just can't. I can't do it. It's too much. And you just kept saying that over and over again. And I told her, I was like, that's exactly how I feel in this moment. Kind of like I, whatever you want to call it, like in quotes, you know, flown too close to the sun or whatever, you know, as in, you know, in launching this course and the show and making all these promises and trying to take this huge bite out of the world. And now it feels like it's all kind of crumbling and it's just too heavy to hold up. And I know that's in my head and the average listener and outside observer doesn't see that or see it that way, but that's just where I am. And I know that I need to keep moving forward and just suck it up and get the work done. But I feel the same way that you did all those years ago. Like, it's just too much. Like, I just, you know, I can't push anymore. You know, I just can't do it. And it's just this feeling of extreme, you know, just overwhelmed.
So this is kind of like I'm Adam's birth coach here. And I'm actually in an interesting position because on one hand, I want to tell Adam that he can get through this, that he just needs to focus and, you know, keep going and everything will be okay. On the other hand, you know, when you're talking to your friends like this, you want to be careful because people can push themselves too far. Adam and I talked for probably about another hour after this, and obviously, he's got lots of things going on, just like a lot of you have a lot of things going on. He's overwhelmed at work. He has a bunch of projects he needs to deliver. His wife and kids he needs to take care of. Then he has this course he's supposed to be launching. And that can just all feel like too much. But after an hour of talking to him, this is what we decided. I think we need to decide what we're going to do. It sounds like even part of your problem is it sounds like a lot of this is kind of undefined. And if we started a Sprintly project, we could at least get these down on paper and go, okay, like even that first thing, what you just said. So I need to have, there's four things that need to get done for this to get done. Well, let's get those down on paper so that you at least can see it. It's not like in your head driving you crazy, but it's like out there. So you can see, okay, this is what I need to get done. So the first thing we did is we got everything that was in Adam's head that was overwhelming him and was completely undefined. We got that into Sprintly, which is project management software, but you could do this with paper. This is the best way to make yourself feel less anxious, because when everything is just floating around in your head and weighing you down, you're not thinking clearly. So get it out in a list, a checklist of what do I actually have to accomplish to hit my goal. So that was step one. We got all of that out. Step two, start now and start small. Get module one done. Like, even if it was just you sitting down tonight, get that same setup you did for the other video and just get something down, like get something down and recorded. Mm-hmm. I think you'll feel so much better. You're in a hard place because you're letting all the anxiety, it's just going to continue to weigh you down.
Yeah.
And really the only way out of this hole is to start checking things off a list. So step two was to start to get something done, to get something out there. It's kind of like flossing your teeth. They always say, just promise yourself you'll floss one tooth. Get started. Once you get started, it's easier to keep going. Same with writing a blog. Just commit yourself to writing a few words and then see how far that momentum takes you. I'm super proud of Adam. The next morning, he sent me this.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the first module of this course, Defining Your Goal. And this is the first video in that module called Why Podcasting.
Yeah, actually just forcing myself to, you know, stop avoiding it and just do it. I felt really good. I felt really great after that was done. And I felt kind of like on a little bit of a high, and I felt like I was motivated and I could have just plowed through and finished it.
So that's where we'll leave the story for today. Tune in Thursday to hear the rest of the story, which is still ongoing as we speak. See if we're able to launch a beta version of that course. If you want to check it out, go to irresistiblepodcasting.com. Again, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. If you want to get all the launch stats and all of the kind of inside information about these projects, join the newsletter, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. Also getting a lot of folks who are checking out that Gumroad course I've been recommending, gumroad.com/30-day-challenge. If you end up doing that, just CC at Gumroad and myself. It'd be great for those guys to know that we're, you know, interested in that course and that I'm sending people their way. So again, gumroad.com/30-day-challenge. And that's it for this week, folks. Thanks for listening to Build and Launch. Remember, get everything out of your head onto paper and then start now and start small. I'll see you on Thursday. Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.